Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Wow, what a cheap shot there at Dave Harrigan. By the way, I have a cookie for each one of you.
The cookie that's coming out of a bag that I don't know where the bag has been?
My ex-wife made it. It's tremendous.
Okay. Peanut butter blossom. You have to have it.
Okay, it's illegal not to eat it. If you say your ex-wife made it, I'll eat it.
She is a phenomenal cook. And by the way, she's not locked in the dungeon like Sean is, by the way.
I have photographic evidence that Sean loves me. We went to a Christmas party.
He has no choice.
We went to a Christmas party. I'm going to text both of y'all. We went to a Christmas party, he was all up on me. He was all up on me. Somebody had to pull him off of me. I'm going to just let y'all know.
It wasn't the CCO party, I noticed.
No, it was not.
Yeah, why weren't you there?
You know, I'm not going up in a Minneapolis club. Don't play with me.
That's why I wasn't there.
Because I wasn't going to be there?
Solidarity?
It had nothing to do with the fact I was in Palm Desert playing golf. So, while you're sending me this picture.
Yes.
Last Thursday, I was involved in this research and development, very important project in Palm Desert, California.
He was golfing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I failed frequently at the research and development. Okay. Let's just be honest. You came in during this show.
During this show, because I didn't know you were doing research and development. I thought you'd be here.
But you thought I would want you to quote the great Leon Black, causing ruckus.
He brought the ruckus.
Baby.
You always bring the ruckus.
I bring the
ruckus. So you and Lynch are making all sorts of noises.
I brought Mike Lynch out of retirement. We had a ladder. We had a drill.
Do you know how quick you would have been thrown out of this room?
We had a screwdriver. We had lights. We put up a tree.
5 seconds.
We had ornaments. We went around the pole. We had tape. Yeah. Henry Lake was so gracious to us. I'm so glad you were not here. Dave, were we making all kind of noise? And you know, Mike, he don't know how to whisper. So he was yelling across the studio. Shaletta, bring me that. Bring me those nails. Shaletta, bring me that hammer. Shaletta.
Dave, knowing me fairly well, how many seconds would those two have been in here before we would have thrown the ladder out?
Zero.
Okay,
now,
first of all, you would not
have allowed it to happen. But I will tell you, give me just a moment here, Shaletta.
Please. Yeah.
And talk for a while, because I want to have both to be in my block.
My favorite part of the entire experience, Mike was being as cautious as he could. You know, he had a couple nails he had to hammer, and he'd wait for a break, things like that.
Very nice.
He'd also have to tell Shaletta, quiet, we're on the air. But also listening
very
in the background
nice.
To hearing Mike boss you around and you to accept it.
Oh, my God.
What was going
I
on
missed
in
that.
Your, I'm, yes.
Wait a second.
Shaletta, you got to be over here. Shaletta, you got to wrap this around here.
Oh,
Shaletta, you got to do
it.
You got to do that.
Oh, please. Do we have any video of that?
I paid you not to bring that up. Did the check not clear? You were not supposed to share
Hold
that
on
with
a
him.
Second. Let me
you
jump.
You were not supposed
Let
to
me
share
jump
that
in
anybody
on,
but this guy.
Let me jump in on that part of the story, because just before we came on air, you're like, I was here last week. I was putting up the tree and the lights, and not that one of you guys were here. And then David is saying, I was here.
I'm the one whose photo you forgot to put on
I
the
did,
tree.
I yeah. did.
Everyone
Dave's
else on CCO.
Picture's down on the tree?
Dave's picture is on the tree now, but I did forget. So what I did was I
Keep
came
talking.
In
I want
here,
to have another bite.
Okay. So I came in here on the weekend, and I was like, there's no holiday cheer. Like, ever since I've been here, 8 years I've been at this place, and every Christmas there's lights, there's a tree, and there was nothing. And somebody said, well, Mike Lynch is the one who did all this. So I said, well, let me call Mike Lynch out of retirement. He can come here, show me where the lights are, so next year I can do it by myself. So he met me up here, and we were working, and I felt like, you know, he couldn't leave, right, because I didn't know how to do it. to do what he told me to do because I needed him. Now, next year, it might not go down like that. But this year, I needed his expertise.
Oh,
but he was treating me like my name was Stanley.
let me reach out to the people in my life who might give me a gift. Michelle, Hunter, Griffin, Quentin, Kathleen, anybody else? All I want is the video. All I want, and this is the next 3 years. I don't want a single gift. All I want is the video of Mike Lynch bossing Shaletta around.
Did I talk back? I did not talk back.
Oh, my God.
You were like an intern here.
Are you kidding me?
I was not kidding. Oh, Shaletta, get those lights. Give me that hammer. Get this letter. Put that tape up. Go around here. Where's it? There's not enough tension. The lights have to stay on the pole. Shaletta, put this tree over here. Move.
I could have flown out Thursday night if I would have known this was happening.
That's probably why Dave didn't complain about all the noise. He was enjoying it.
I was.
He wasn't enjoying it. He was reveling in it.
Look at his face. He's still happy.
It was all the things I have no courage to do myself.
But it looks beautiful in here. Looks like the days of old.
Does look
There's
very
a lot
nice.
Of holiday
I like
cheer.
It.
And we must say that in order to make it a little more special, I upgraded the tree. I went to Michael's and got a new tree.
A white tree.
A white tree with a black angel on top. And then I took pictures of all of the hosts and I made little ornaments and all the producers and everybody. Yeah. I don't do like y'all and just do the daytime people. I did the weekend folks. I did the producers.
Okay.
I did
Name the some of the weekend people. Okay.
Steve.
Yeah.
Lindsay. Me.
Yeah.
Denny, we're all up there.
How about all the other shows that we have?
I don't.
Yeah, okay. I was just wondering if they, because now if you ask me to name, how many shows could I name on Saturday?
It better be at least two.
You probably couldn't even name the noon to three show.
I have that one.
Steve Thompson is next.
I was going to say, I know whoever's filling in for Shaletta, noon to three. Then Steve Thompson.
Oh, I better start lining
Then we up have there. The Lindis show.
We do.
The Andy Lindis show.
We got Home and Garden.
Okay, I would have not known the Home and Garden show.
And then we got a money show.
Do we get the money show?
We got a money show.
Mm-hmm.
Do we still have a real estate show or is that the money show?
No, we got a real estate show.
We got a real estate show.
Still around.
See? Look at you. I'm so proud of you.
Is that it?
You did a good job.
We got other stuff.
Other stuff? Yeah.
Denny does a little bit solo, I think, starting at 6 in the morning.
And then
before,
Susie's got a
wine
show.
Talk with the Haskins.
That's Sundays.
Yeah,
that's Sundays.
So don't forget about Susie on Sunday.
Yeah, that's true. We got Susie, depending upon the time change.
Yeah.
Because did you ever hear this story?
No.
She ended up screwing up. Was it daylight savings time?
Yeah, last spring. So when we were springing ahead.
So she showed up 2 hours late.
When she went back.
She thought we had fallen back.
Ah, okay.
Not good.
Okay, no. Not good at all.
Not good.
But I can't talk because I fell asleep on the air. So I can't ever.
Which show was that you fell asleep on?
It was remember we used to play the Twilight Zone in the middle of the night? I worked the 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. shift back when the kids were severely autistic and I had to be at therapy all day and stuff.
Yeah.
I was working 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. so I could be at home during the day with the kids.
Yeah.
And so I was standing there and I purposely did not have a chair because I know I would fall asleep. And then, you know, there was one segment, it was like 18 minutes long. And I was like, you know what? Denny Matuzak was like, that's a great couch in there. It's a green room. And you can go in there and take you a quick cat nap. And I'm like, that's a great idea.
Did you set the alarm?
So I didn't because I didn't think I was going to be asleep that long. When I woke up, the sun was up. And people were standing over me like Steve Simpson and like two or three other people were just standing down looking at me. I was like, did I fall asleep? Sleep? Oh, my God. And so.
How long were you asleep?
Probably about 4 hours. So the station was just nothing happened.
Yeah. People are very passionate about some of our late night shows.
Very passionate. I found that out. Yeah. When I got back in the studio, the phone was lit up like we were giving away a car.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You look good.
Well, you know, somebody else said that. My friend Kevin Berger said, look at him over here. So my friend Kevin Berger said,
Maybe it's time to advance our friendship.
You know, no, it's not. It is absolutely not.
Come on.
I think we need to go back. My friend Kevin Berger was like, Shaletta,
first time Shaletta's ever said, we need to go back.
Go back to the days when I was your producer doing a really good job booking your guest. So she was saying,
I think you look great.
Thank you. I have lost a few pounds. I'm not getting the shot. I'm just hungry. Have you thought about the shot? Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
If they would pay you here to advertise the shot, would you do it?
Come on, it's me.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
Of course I would. It was just Fred around the corner.
No. Yeah. But so, you know, you have to have all these stipulations and stuff. And if the insurance provider won't pay for it, it's like $1,300 a month.
Yeah.
And for $1,300 a month, I can just be a little bit more hungry and drink more water, eat crackers and air.
Listen,
swallow air.
Michelle does not have to know that we're seeing each other behind the scenes.
Get him. I lost 4 ounces. Look at him.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Yeah.
I lost 4 ounces.
You see me kind of winking at you?
I see him. I'm not even. That's why Sean was on me. You got to see this video. So
okay,
I crashed.
I'm gonna look.
I crashed. So Sean's in this group called the Monitors. It's a group of black men throughout the state, and their job is to kind of monitor the community. They've been around since the 60s, and he's been in the group for like 3 years. Dave, look, I sent you the video too. Look on your phone.
Yes.
So he's been in a group for about 3 years, and every year they have a Christmas party, and it's for the guys and their wives. Right. And
yeah.
So since I'm not a wife anymore, legally,
shockingly,
I guess technically,
shockingly,
I'm not...
it starts all with you. All I've seen so far is you dancing. Okay.
Technically, I don't know if I'm supposed to be there.
Oh, there's
Sean. So, oh, yeah. Look at him. Oh, see, I'm backing it up on him. And so so he came. He dropped off the kids because he has the kids on weekends. Ooh. And then he said, I'm going over to the Monitors party. And he was looking so cute. He had his little red vest on, his little red hat, little red bow tie and the pocket square. And so I was like, as soon as he leaves, I'm going to get in the Uber, and I'm going to this damn party.
Yeah.
So I called my mama. She virtually babysat the kids. I shaved under my arms. I put some makeup on.
Yeah.
I put a dress on.
Yeah.
And I got in the Uber, and I went to Golden Valley to the country club for this party.
GVCC.
Yes, GVCC.
Oh. Very nice. Where I grew up catting.
Okay. All right. So I get there, and it's like the whole room exploded. Everybody's like, oh, it's on.
What's going on?
Well,
what'd they say when you were backing up?
Oh, they were like, oh, somebody's going to get pregnant. So the next
Why
morning,
not have another child?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Come on.
No,
one more.
Wait.
Chad Jr.
Oh, but father. We name our kids in alphabetical order. Your time has passed.
Yeah.
So we had a great time. I don't know if he was happy about it at first, but 3 drinks later, as you can see.
Oh, yeah.
He was all into it, Dave. Did you see him? He was like,
I
hey.
Did see that. Sounds like skyrockets in flight. Late evening delight. Yeah.
So the kids the next morning was like, Daddy, what are you doing in mommy's bed? I'm like, hey, mind your business.
Yeah.
Go back in your room.
So are we getting back married?
No.
Marriage point two.
He said no.
Yeah.
He said
so
no.
So are you willing to marry him right now?
No, I'm not.
No.
No.
Just benefits.
Yes. Because I got snow on the roof.
Yeah.
That's the benefit. I mean, I'm 53. That is not a benefit. The benefit is the light bulbs are out in the boys' room.
Okay, so
I got
in other
some
words,
curtains that need to be hung up.
Let's just get to it. She seduced him so he would come back.
Babe, let me tell you what I got.
And get stuff done.
Roof rake.
Around the house.
I got the roof rake. I got the window seal. I got a brand new electric snow blower. I got baby.
Oh, man,
that's
you're
benefits.
My hero.
That's benefits right there.
You are my hero. Oh my God. Okay, now we're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about something very serious.
Oh, very serious.
Very serious.
Okay.
Including tying this to all the fraud stuff that's going on. So not kidding. Fun with Shaletta. We love her. Shaletta will be on tomorrow. Are you on tomorrow?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Noon to 3.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like me to discuss, young man?
The best possible way somebody could get insured, Chad.
The best possible way is teamshoal.com. That's SCHOLL.com. What do you get then? You get Amber Scholl. You don't get Amber only. You get Amber and her team. Quite a few people. Amber is running an office where I have been a customer for 35 years. Now, Amber is younger than me. She's smarter than me. She knows this business inside and out. She's been with the office for 15 years, and she's been running for a number of years. She's with American Family. So when you're thinking about your car, your home, maybe get a snowmobile, maybe get a boat, maybe got a little bit of real estate, you need insurance for all of these things. And it's expensive. And I'm not suggesting if you go to Amber, it's free. Mm-mm. It's not. But it's comprehensive, it's thorough, and I bet for a lot of you, it will be cheaper, and it will be more comprehensive, and it's simple. Just find out. Maybe in the end, you'll stay with who you have, and you'll feel better about that. TeamShoal.com. Reach out today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, we got fraud everywhere. I want you to tell me what's going on here.
I almost got caught up in the $18 billion autism services fraud scam.
Really?
I mean, like, Dave, I was right there. So probably around August, end of July, 1st of August, I got a call from a guy who runs an autism service center.
Yeah.
I don't know him. He just said, hey, I was referred to you. I heard you got this marketing company and you're really good at getting a lot of people through the door. You micro-target families who have kids with autism. You're a trusted messenger. And our census is low and we need to get more families signed up for our autism service.
Sounds perfect,
sounds
right?
Sounds perfect.
I mean, and you're a mom, and he doesn't know. Mom of three kids,
yes,
who are autistic. I'm the father of one child.
Yes.
So you're always looking for help and checking.
And connecting people.
Yep.
And so I was like, okay, that sounds good. I've done this kind of thing before. Y'all having an open house. I'll do some book giveaways. We'll get some families there. They can take tours.
All your newsletter stuff, awareness.
Awareness for parents. And so I said, but before we do this, I have to come and see your center.
Yes.
Because the name of my company is called Shaletta Makes Me Laugh. It's not called We Makes Me Laugh.
Yeah, right.
I'm trading on my name, and yep, my reputation is
this
so important.
This is your credibility.
These families trust me, and if I co-sign for you, they're going to believe that you are a good person, you can be trusted, they can drop their kids off, and they are going to have the same success with their kids that I have with mine. So I got to come and make sure you're good. Oh, we're moving to Bloomington in September. If you could just run these commercials, give us a couple of podcast interviews, we'll send you the graphic. Here's the graphic and here's the newsletter, and we want you to link to our site. I said, that's not how I work, man.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to take your money. When you move to Bloomington in September, I'll come over there,
yes,
and I'll look at your center. And when I see everything is good and I know that you will be good to these parents, then I can do your marketing. But I have to come over there and see your center. Okay, all right. So we'll call you back in September. So September the 2nd, I got calendar, like, invites,
yeah,
to prove that this is, I got emails,
right,
I got receipts. September 2nd. Hey, how you doing? I'm good. How you doing? You ready to do some business? I'm always, you know me, I'm always ready to do business. Let's
and
go.
And you're very good, as I've found out many, many times, remembering we're doing this. At 9 o'clock, I'll be there. 9 o'clock, whatever. The only thing you show up late for is this appearance.
This.
But on these serious matters, you are locked in.
When there's money involved, right?
Yeah.
And I can fill a room like nobody's business, right?
Yes.
So
I've witnessed
So we're talking, and he says, So let's do this." And they trying to spoon feed me stuff on a virtual call. I said, "Sir, same rules apply. I have to come and see the new center. I'm not going to tell one parent to bring their kid to you, but I need to get more people here. I've got to have, because my census is low. I'm trying to keep my, okay, I'm sorry that you have an emergency, but unless I can walk through the door and see people providing a service, I can't advertise for you."
Yeah.
So, needless to say, we never talked again.
They vanished.
Here come the fraud.
Yep.
Here comes the fraud. So, you know me, I called them.
Yeah.
I called them this morning.
I love it.
And I said, "Hey, Michael, what's going on?" "Oh, who's this?" I said, "You got caller ID. It says Shaletta Brundage." Mm-hmm. "It's Shaletta Brundage."
Yeah.
"How's
remember
everything?"
"Remember our conversation?"
"Yeah, remember our conversation when you tried to get me over there? Michael, are you involved in this?" "I'm out of the country. I'll connect with you in January when I get back."
Okay.
And he hung up.
Because most people who are opening an autism center, you know what they do? They leave the country.
Yeah.
for 4 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Just drop your kids off there.
And so the new address where I was supposed to go and see him in Bloomington, because at the time this happened, none of this fraud stuff had come up. You know, it was just, I felt
this
something
particular.
Yeah,
part
this
of the
particular.
Fraud.
Right. Mm-hmm. So something, but just something was off, you know. And so when I looked it up and I put the address in for this autism center that he moved to in Bloomington.
Yeah.
It's right across from a dump. It's a warehouse.
Yeah.
And it's in the back, and there's a field. It's just, it looks like somewhere that people would, you know, do drop ship. It's not a place for kids with autism. And I thought, my God, suppose Chad, I had taken these people's money.
Right.
And I had just started running.
It's a super busy day.
Yeah, it's a super busy day. Right. I'm not paying attention.
He finds somebody else who you respect and you follow up.
Or I just go by the website because the website looks amazing. There's white people on the website. Yeah. They look happy. The kids look healthy.
Yeah.
If I had just gone by the website. Because at the time, there was nothing. When you Googled their names, there was nothing at that moment that came up as shady.
Well, this is such a reminder because we talked extensively about it yesterday. We talked about it early in the show. We're about to have Rochelle Olson on to talk about it. Chris Maddow's running for governor. We'll talk about it again. So this show constantly is talking about it. The part that we cannot forget, because we talk about Walz's responsibility, we talk about the criminals, look at how they've stolen the money. During COVID, taking money intended for children
to child
eat,
victims.
Okay. Then housing stabilization services, where people are looking to try to find a place.
For their family.
For their families. Then two more. The group that Joe Thompson announced yesterday about trying to find places for individuals with disabilities to live, provide them services. Mm. They provided them no services.
Zero.
And they were charging them to stay there when it's a state program. And then, of course, what
the
resonates
autism.
Most with it. Autism.
The autism.
So never forget that when we're getting so mad at the governor's responsibility, which I have not shied from in any way, or calling out, most importantly, criminals. Remember who is being conned, who is losing out. Kids, food.
Special needs kids. Okay.
People looking for a place to live. It's just grotesque.
Okay, so you know I'm solution-oriented. And I don't know if you know this, but I just started a nonprofit, ShalettaMakesADifference.org.
I believe you sent that to me.
I told you, go donate.
I will.
Send it to him.
I promise.
I sent it to him, Dave. I just said, go donate. ShalettaMakesADifference.org. I just started the nonprofit like 2 days ago, literally.
I like it.
And so what I'm going to do, my first for the nonprofit, January 2nd, 10 to noon, Autism Resource Fair at the Coliseum in Minneapolis on East Lake Street from 10 to noon. You come there. There will only be autism centers there that I have worked with that I trust. If there are any parents out there whose kids were scammed, you lost out on early intervention services, you need to figure out where to go and who you can trust. Come there. It is going to be Friday, January 2nd from 10 to noon at the Coliseum on East Lake Street in Minneapolis.
That's a lot of work you're doing, too.
I know it's a lot of work, but who else is going to do it? We can't count on Walz. We can't count on Flanagan. We can't count on – these people are in Washington. They're doing Washington stuff. We have to take care of each other. We are all we've got. The president is asleep at the wheel. He cussing folks out on live TV, and he got a gold card. These families, these children, Chad, and I know you got to go, but these children have lost out on two or 3 years of early intervention services. You know how crucial that is. These parents don't know where to go. They need somebody they can trust. So if I can't, if I don't do it, who's going to do it?
I want the folks who will text us afterwards or during and say they're so mad at Shaletta and they don't trust Shaletta and, oh, she's bringing race in here when it doesn't matter. I want you to remember that, first of all, she's a capitalist, okay? But she's doing this and so many other causes to help out families when they don't have the contacts like she does, when they don't have the connections, when they bring people together, and you deserve endless amount of praise for something like this. And it means the world to me because of Quentin. So I love you, and thank you so much for doing that.
All right.
Tell people again how they can donate.
They can go to ShalettaMakesADifference.org. That's where you can go. And we are having an autism resource fair Friday, January 2nd from 10 to noon at the Coliseum on East Lake Street in Minneapolis. Any family who has been scammed and you want to figure out where to get services for your kids, we will have trusted folks there for you to talk to.
Rochelle Olson is next. Don't forget Shaletta on tomorrow at noon here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I heard Dave talking to you. You got the cold? You got the crud? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it just happened all of a sudden, I guess about 24 hours ago. I'm hoping I can shake it off because nobody wants to be sick on the weekend,
no,
right?
No, no. And noted carouser that you are.
Right.
You know, you need to go out there. We know you as a St. Paul socialite. Is that what it should say, Dave? Rochelle Olson, comma, St. Paul socialite.
Yes, add, you know me.
You know me. Do you have if you're going out with a good pal, do you guys have a favorite place to go in our saintly city?
Dude, I haven't done this sort of thing in a long time. I mean, I don't know. You mean by go out to eat or you mean go out and drink? I mean,
both.
I used to love Revival, but that place is closed.
She gone. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. What would it be? I don't know. Well,
you know, you should ask Mr. St. Paul himself, now Jason DeRussia.
Oh, yeah. I think I'll. Jason likes everything. Jason's not exactly super discerning, so.
Yeah, call some things out. He'll call some things.
Is he? Okay.
But he's now Mr. St. Paul. He's moved to St. Paul. I mean, he normally dismissed St. Paul. Now I expect him to be named King of St. Paul at some point before next year is done. All right, Dave, I want you to play a little audio. This is the governor of the state of Minnesota, Tim, not Waltz, even though we get those texts all the time, not Waltz.
Why can't people get that right?
Well,
anyway.
Some of it's an autocorrect, but some of they've decided this is a cheap shot. There's a lot of ways to criticize him. Trust me, I've done a lot of it, but you can just say his name. Here's Tim Walz early in the day on the fraud.
$1 too many, but I'm not going to shy away from the great accomplishments we've made here, the things we've done, our ability to fix this, and I'll take accountability for it. I expect to get accountability from the Republicans to help us out and fix this.
All right, that's a little bit of what he said. He also talked about, well, I need to see more specifics on the $9 million. You know, it's unproven. I'm just going to say this. As somebody's interviewed Joe Thompson a number of times, when Joe Thompson is telling me these 14 groups, $18 billion, and half of it or more could be fraud, I'm believing Joe Thompson. And I think Tim Walz is asking for trouble. He's going to say, I need more of the proof. That's not the way to respond to this. Who is giving this guy PR advice in responding to this scandal, which, fair or not, has happened while he's the governor of the state?
Well, I assume his close personal staff. I mean, he's got some staff who've been with him a long time. Chief of staff, his communications guy. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why he's handling it like this. I agree with you on Joe Thompson. He's certainly not somebody who exaggerates.
No.
He's also, I've interviewed him as well. He's a Minnesota guy. We had a long interview with him last summer. I wrote about it. He's a Minnesota guy. He wants the fraud to, yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
He wants the fraud to end so we can preserve our way of life, Chad. I don't know. It's a little baffling. I'm not sure. Yeah. I keep thinking they're going to get their footing under themselves regarding this, but it hasn't been great so far.
No. If I'm giving the guy advice, first of all, I would have addressed this years ago, okay?
Yeah.
You know, and put more things in place and accepted responsibility, call people out, fire people. But now every time he talks about it, he's agitated and angry, and I get it. It's such a brutally partisan world that anytime a Democrat screws up, Republicans are all over him, and vice versa. Anytime a Republican screws up, Democrats are all over him. But this is unprecedented. These are gargantuan numbers involving programs where they are helping people in need. And I'm not saying he should be in charge of watching every single dollar. He's the governor. And you know endlessly, you know this very well as someone who's never afraid to praise or criticize. When things are going well and you're the governor, guess what? You're not involved in every program, but you get a lot of credit. So when things screw up and it's been going on for years, the idea that he's just beyond approach on this is nonsense.
Well, and I mean, I guess the generous reading of it would be that it was sort of a fog of war thing, that they didn't really know the scope of what they were dealing with. On the other hand, again, I mentioned, I sat down with Joe Thompson last summer. Joe Thompson is a very skilled communicator. So I'm not sure how well that sort of excuse or whatever holds up. I mean, I do think it is hard. It is easier in hindsight to say, oh, it was huge. And I mean, but still, it doesn't. I think the response definitely should have been quicker and more. I don't want to say holistic, but I'm going to say holistic.
Yeah.
And maybe we should not be giving these programs to nonprofits. Maybe they should be. I mean, I know Republicans don't like government, but maybe they should be done in house.
Well,
and
I'll say that
nonprofits are just going to steal from us.
Yeah, I'm going to say this on the fog of war. Maybe in 20, maybe in 21, when there was just a crazy amount of federal money that was going out, even going back to, just 20 and 21, but not 22, not 23, not 24, not 25.
We are in 25. Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty deep into this.
And it's exasperating as we are all watching our, I don't know about you, but I mean, our health insurance premiums are going up, even if you're
correct.
You're not on the Affordable Care Act. Ours are going through the roof too. So, but meanwhile, we got these fraud tourists. So
yeah,
maybe we should become fraud tourists.
Well, that's what I was texting with a friend the other day on stuff. And I said, I got to get back to my fraud tourism. I got to decide where to go. You know, it's like, you want to chuckle about it, but it's staggering when people, and you know it's way more than just the two in Philadelphia, who feel like they can travel here because there's so much money available. And as Joe Thompson said, it's easily accessible. And so...
Well, they did it. I mean, they got millions of dollars in the short... They opened a couple, what was it, LLCs and just started printing money. That's enraging for sure.
Yeah. So when Walls is trying to go back at specifics and questioning Joe Thompson's credibility, that's good luck on that one, Tim. That's not the way to go. Let's pause. Let's get to a couple more items on this. And then, of course, we got to get to Cheers and Jeers. Another excellent column for Rochelle. And she's got the crud like a lot of people have had the crud. So it's real life happening here. It's 47 past 1 on CCO. So as we sit here, as Walls is in the eye of the storm, do you see a prominent Democrat saying, guess what?
No.
I don't think he's going to win. He might be mad at me, but I'm jumping in this race?
No. Not yet.
Not yet.
But I wouldn't rule it. I mean, I'd never rule anything out, but yeah, that was a tough day yesterday for him. And the news continues to be tough, right?
Yeah.
And it seems like, well, I mean, I've written before about other potential candidates, Steve Simon, Amy Klobuchar. Somebody could jump in and doesn't have that baggage. I mean, of course, we talk like you can just jump into a governor's race, but these people both have the ability to raise money and they have name ID. That's two. So, but I don't see, there would have to be some sort of, you know, backdoor conversation.
I mean, Klobuchar would be the Bigfoot, right? Where she would say, because a lot of people felt if he announced, let's say he's not going to run, that she was going to say, okay, can I be president? Can I not be president? If I don't think I can be president, let's go back and run. Like if that phone call came from Klobuchar saying, we're pals, but I'm going to be the one to tell you, I think if you run, we're going to lose, so I'm going to step in. That'd be a hell of a story early next year.
Yes, it would be. And I'm not sure it would actually come from the senator herself. I suspect she'd send a proxy.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I mean, we're also not sure that, I mean, she's smart, she's competent, all that. But being governor is a totally different job than being senator. I mean, frankly, as you pointed out earlier, when things are good, you get the credit. When things are bad, you get the blame. And there's a lot more attention on you in that role. And you're not flying around meeting rock stars all the time or going to meet the Pope. Not to diminish her work in the Senate, because I'm sure I'll get a call.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm aware of those, too. Well, let's just say this. And we both have dealt with Amy for a while and know Amy. She's no shrinking violet. She's a very confident person. I think she believes 100% she could do it. I'm not saying this is going to happen. But, by the way, if she jumps in, that would be – she's not as popular as she once was, but the Republicans would much rather run against Tim Walz than Amy Klobuchar.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you can say she's not as popular, but, I mean, this woman – she puts in her time. I mean,
doesn't
she go to 87 counties every year, I think?
Yep,
or is that every,
right.
I think it's every year. And I mean, she's everywhere. She works so hard and she has the name ID, which is also a hurdle that, you know, people throw that out, but it's like, there are people on the Republican side who may be competent, but people don't really know who they are. And you're fighting that, you're climbing up that hill and that's hard. I mean, Chad Hartman, 2026. That guy's got name ID. Hartman Olson. Olson Hartman. No, we have too many skeletons.
Yeah, they're not in my closet. They're throughout my house. They're in my car.
Sitting on the couch.
Yeah,
right?
The couch. No, I'm on the couch, terribly talking to by my closet. Let's talk about our skiing star again, because you quote Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah.
How about the fact that not only is she going to try to make the Olympics, she just won. I mean, she is just a freak of nature.
Well, I have to say, I was kind of surprised that, even knowing what we know about her, I was surprised she did. Well, Jesse Diggins, too, a couple of weeks ago, she won, too. But the Lindsey Vonn stuff is just surreal. But we had a story, I think I mentioned this last time. We had a story a few years ago, her uncle talking about, she's been like this since she was a kid. Her uncle was active in the downtown theater crowd forever and ever. And he talked about, she just sort of came, she's been this way since she was just tenacious. I mean, she, you know, her dad set up a sort of pulley system in the backyard. She was doing ski jumps and stuff as a little kid. She's fearless, which clearly, if you've seen any video of these races,
it's insane. I cannot imagine if you're on the hill, on the mountain, watching this and seeing that speed in person,
they're horizontal and they're not on the skis.
No,
you're literally, it's just crazy.
And it's mainly just ice. It's not even snow anymore. Right. It's just ice. It's crazy. And the fact that she was out, the fact that she's had to replace so many body parts and does this, she's an all-timer. There's no doubt. I got to jump in, get healthy, enjoy your time. Merry Christmas. And we'll talk soon.
All right, bye.
Michelle, what was it, Michelle? I was going to talk.
He's Rochelle.
No, I was going to talk to FOIA with her, but we ran out of time. Rochelle Olson.
There you go.
Battling the crud. I'll make up other names, and Dan is my producer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.